From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
So this week we're going to look at dementia. Nigel, you were at the RSA in London last week at an event called Dementia, the Ticking Time Bomb. So could you just tell us a bit about what that was all about and what came out of it?
Yeah, I will. It was a very interesting lunchtime lecture. RSA do a number of these, and this was given by June Andrews, who's a professor at Stirling University. She runs a dementia centre. And what I liked about her, she was very grounded, very quiet, very modest, not making any great shouting matches about dementia. But everything she said was evidence-based, evidence from her own research or evidence from research around the world. And she said some really interesting things, and I'll just share them with you, kind of as bullet points almost. The first one is that dementia is inevitably a fatal illness. So that if you are diagnosed with dementia, you have been diagnosed with a fatal illness. End of story. No cure. And because of that, she's discovered that a number of doctors are really reluctant to diagnose dementia, even if the symptoms are clear, because you're saying to someone you have a fatal illness and we can't do much about it. Her view is that you should be diagnosing it because there are a raft of services that can support dementia, people who are suffering from dementia, and even if they can't cure it. So she's taken a very strong line about that. But two or three really interesting points she made. The first one is that we tend to think about dementia as memory loss. So when we can't remember someone's name or we can't quite remember how to get to somewhere we've been to a few times, we think, symptoms of dementia. It's not true that dementia is a cluster of symptoms, including memory loss. But the real difference between not being able to remember a name is the ability to work things out. So, for example, if you're looking around for a building, you know it's somewhere, you sit there and you think and your brain works, oh, right, okay, I've turned left instead of right, and you retrace your steps. You can't remember a name. You think, well, when was the last time I saw that person? What did I associate that with? And you kind of work it out. She's saying when you suffer from dementia, you simply cannot work it out. You cannot recover from the loss of memory or the loss of ability. And that leads to massively stressed behavior. And she said one of the problems with dementia is that it is a painful, horrible process. It's not a kind of go back to a naive innocence of the past. It's actually a stressed behavior because you're deeply, deeply frustrated that things you could easily have done previously, you can't do now. And so dementia is a general disease. For example, Alzheimer's causes dementia. Alzheimer's is a physical symptoms of change in the brain that lead to dementia. And there are other causes, the biggest of which is vascular disease. So she's saying that what's good for the heart, i.e. what's good for the blood and the heart, is always good for the brain. So that things like exercise, proven to be really important for keeping the brain healthy, keeping the body healthy, and therefore postponing dementia. But the fact is that if you're aged 90, you have a 50% chance of getting dementia. 50% of people over 90. So it's a colossal, colossal problem. But she said some other things that were very interesting. One is that one of the key causes of enhanced dementia is dehydration. So that one of the things you should be doing as an older person is remaining dehydrated, drinking water. And one of the problems with dementia sufferers in hospital is hospitals do not traditionally give enough water to their patients. So you can go into hospital with a byproduct of dementia or even something totally unrelated, and usually it will make your dementia worse. So she's saying that as relatives and friends, if you know someone who's a dementia sufferer going to hospital, you have to come in behind them. You have to offer that support. You have to be taking in liquids, making sure they're drinking. And the other thing she said is dementia sufferers need bright light. That sitting in dull rooms is very bad for the brain. It doesn't stimulate the brain. And perhaps sitting in dark environments for long periods may be a causative impact on dementia. So she's saying, we don't know very much about it. We certainly can't cure it. And maybe drugs are not necessarily going to be the answer because it's so complex. But there are all sorts of behaviors around our life in terms of lifestyle, in terms of exercise, good food, all of that kind of thing that can postpone the onset or maybe prevent the onset. She also said, interestingly, that bilingual individuals have less instance of dementia than the standard population, and that ex-rugby players, any kind of sport where they're head injuries, rugby players, boxers, have far higher instances of dementia than the normal population. So basically, I guess, you know, to sum up, she's saying if you know a dementia sufferer, you have to actively support that person. And it's going to be family and friends. It's not going to be the state necessarily. Secondly, that if you want to prevent dementia, don't play rugby, don't go boxing, and make sure that you hydrate, that you take exercise, and that you look after your brain and keep your brain active. Learn a language, you know, when you're 50 or 55, for example. And that if you don't do that, if you don't actively engage in your own brain health, then that's not going to stop you getting dementia if you do, or give you dementia if you don't. But the odds are that if you take the steps necessary, you can postpone the onset or even prevent the onset. If you do absolutely nothing, then the odds stack up pretty high against you. So really interesting and good person. And she's written a book which is called something like Everything You Need to Know About Dementia. You can find it on Amazon. June Andrews, professor at Stirling University. Very interesting talk.
Great, thanks, Nigel. And I presume that kind of links a lot to this idea of wellness at work.
It does.
You haven't said that, and people probably are thinking, well, dementia, for all you've said, there will be people who are caring for those who have it in the workplace, and also we have lots of older people. You know, it's the way the population is shifting, isn't it?
We have lots
more older people. So yes. I think it's something that we have to know about and we have to be aware of. But wellness agenda of actually looking after yourself so you are cardiovascularly fit and, you know, therefore helping your brain stay fit is probably a really useful message from all that as well.
It's a huge message. And the costs are astronomical. Just another fact that she said is that dementia costs more than cancer plus heart disease plus stroke.
Wow.
That's incredible. So it's not only beholden on the individual, it's in the interest of companies and the state to push the wellness agenda, because it's going to bankrupt us if we do nothing.
Nigel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. Good to talk, as always.
From scratch.